Today.com.
Welcome back into your Central Nebraska Today postgame report. I'm Austin Jacobson. We're joined by the head coach for the Kearney boys basketball program, Drake Baronic. And coach, I could ask you about a 73-38 win. We'll get to that. But first, do you have any apologies for Colin Murray? Jacob Weber broke his record, and it looked like it was a something that he knew about entering the fourth quarter when he hits three straight three-pointers, your only points scored in that final quarter.
I think Ben Johnson knew what the record was. I don't even know if we knew what was going on out there. But, yeah, Colin knows I love him, and I think he had it long enough. He was probably one of the first guys to call me when Jacob said he was going to come to Kearney because I knew he was sweating in his boots. So he's a smart guy, and he knew it wasn't going to last forever. But Colin's a heck of a player for us. We were glad to have him in our program. And, you know, there's pretty good talent that just took over the new spot for the most threes made.
Wanted to talk a little bit about Jacob, too. You know, he's been under a lot of scrutiny just as an athlete. It's a unique position for someone coming into the Kearney program as a sophomore. And you could feel some of that tension early, especially the gyms being packed. Everyone notices him first on. Today was a day like none other for him as a Bearcat through three games. What was it different today compared to maybe the other two that we had seen him in action?
Well, there's a lot of change that happens, you know, and it takes a little time to get acclimated with what's going on. And obviously, he can shoot it. We've known he can shoot it. And so, you know, if anybody thought that we were worried or wondering, you know, how good a player he was, then they're confused. We know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. But I thought the coolest part of the whole thing was the way our guys celebrated, you know, him making his ninth one. I mean, Ben Johnson was on it, man. He, like, looked at me like, that's nine. I'm like, yeah, I got it, buddy. Thank you. And so for that to happen, for a kid to move in and for our guys to celebrate him the way that they did, I just think that shows how special of kids that we have that live in Kearney, Nebraska.
On top of that, too, it wasn't just the Jacob Weber day. Your team performed all the way through from start to finish and even closed out, I thought, very strong with your reserves checking in. Again, a 73-38 victory. Your team had good performances all across the board. What do you think stood out the most? Maybe three-point shooting aside, I thought you had a lot of different things you could take away as positives.
Yeah, I mean, we had a spirited week of practice, we'll put it that way, and so our guys were not happy with how we performed versus Miller North. And so to see the response, that's all we talked about before the game was, what's our response going to be? You know, it's, if you think we're going to sit here and just run the table in Class A with the talented teams that are here, you know, yeah, we could. But, you know, we're going to face some adversity throughout the year. So we've got to find a response to what that adversity is going to be, and we got to attack it. And our guys attacked it tonight. I just thought, you know, we were hustling after offensive rebounds and flying around and getting some tip steals and scores and just a lot of fun. But, you know, that's maybe not as athletic of a team as Miller North is and the pace that they're able to play. So we're kind of playing a little bit slower than we would against one of those quality teams. And, you know, we want to beat the teams that we know we're supposed to, but we've got to pick off a couple that maybe is a flip of the coin or some of the top-tier teams. We got to get to that level, and so hopefully we can continue to build that.
Good chance on Saturday as well. Omaha West Side, they are a state tournament team. They return a lot of talent, but much different than what you see against Millard North.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity to prove exactly what you're saying, but it's going to have to come in much grittier performance, almost relative to what we saw in the opening quarter here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're talented. They're athletic. They guard and switch and make it really hard to score. So we're not going to get a lot of the same shots we were getting tonight, but we might be able to get some opportunities and some switches and some mismatch things. If we can find a mismatch, I don't know. They got pretty good athletes. But, you know, hopefully our guys are ready to rock and roll and have some fun at home versus a good team. I know it's going to be a fun environment, and we're excited for that.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always here in the post game. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations again to Jacob, and good celebration for your team.
I have a little extra Chick-fil-A out there for you if you treat us right. We'll see.
I didn't hit a three-pointer, so I'm not sure that I'm able to take that. But we'll
see. You had a good call on one.
We'll see.
Nothing changed from high school, did it? I mean, geez, you probably 0 for 2014 or whatever.
I appreciate that. No, my athleticism proves itself. That's why I'm here in the booth.
You're a runner. That's right.
Appreciate it. That was head coach Drake Baronic joining us today in the postgame report. That'll do it for our contest here tonight. Again, Jacob Weber ends with 30 total points. Ben Johnson, 17. Asher Endorf, 13. 5 points go for Turner Bertrand, 6 for Colt Straka, and 2 for Carter Lee. So the Bearcats win 73-38 over Lincoln High. They're 2-1 on the season. And when you hear Kearney boys basketball again this weekend, it'll be against Omaha Omaha West Side, the defending state football championships and a state tournament team from last year. But the Bearcats are facing the basketball program. Alex Hamakey will be on the call. You can check out KGFW.com for all of those pregame details. That's it for our broadcast tonight. For myself, Austin Jacobson, and for Ashley Laurie producing in our downtown Kearney studios, we'd like to thank you again for listening to another edition of Kearney Basketball here on the Voice of Kearney,